Arguably one of my favorite nonprofit groups that I get the pleasure and the honor to work with, Flagman. And joining me back in studio, Cindy Iadais is here. Fran Mako sitting across from me. Ladies, welcome back.
Good morning.
How are we feeling?
Thank you for having us.
Are you kidding me?
It was the highlight of our week.
Well, it's always the highlight of the summer when I know that Cindy's back from Hawaii. I get to have her in studio, look at her beautiful face, and then we get to talk about Flagman, one of my favorite movements of all time. And I'm not saying it because you're here. I feel that deeply in my soul. My son has also just is obsessed with Flagman. Thank you guys so much for inviting him to be part of your presentation last week. That meant the world to him. Really.
He was so fantastic.
No, it meant the world. For people who just need a quick recap of what Flagman is all about, where it grew from, and what it has become today, Cindy, I'm going to start with you. Obviously, yeah. This was born out of the identity of your brother, in honor of your brother. And how much has it grown since then?
Oh, my gosh. So my brother Corey was killed on April 22nd, 2020, assisting a disabled motorist on the Merritt Parkway. And out of that grew the movement and the desire to raise awareness for the Move Over Law. But it's really become much more than that, because we realize that changing the law is not enough. We need to change behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So we created Flagman K-12 Education Outreach Program, and we love our program. We get to go into schools. We get to work with kids. We get to work with first responders. We get to teach road safety in a very interactive, fun school assemblies. They're so fantastic. But we have we've reached in 3 years. Over 37,000 students and faculty.
Wow.
459 first responders have participated. I think we've done 79 schools and 140 school assemblies between Connecticut, California, and Hawaii.
Wow.
So we launched in California since we were last here with the help of Honda, American Honda Company.
Very exciting.
We're expanding the program probably in the fall.
In October
to 3 additional states.
Alabama, Tennessee, and Ohio, thanks to support from American Honda Company.
Holy cow. And talk about what the program kind of looks like. Like I said, my son had the honor of being in the presentation last week, and he had done it prior in his school, you know, in this past school year. But what is fascinating is, to your point, Cindy, it's not just enough for us, the drivers currently on the roads, to slow down, move over. Mm-hmm. It's really teaching the next generation not only, hey, when you become a driver to do this, but how to be active passengers in the car. I think that is one of the... I just think that's one of the coolest parts of Flagman, is it's really not saying, hey, once you become a driver, it's, hey, what can I do proactively now to make this car ride safer and make it safer for the people who are working on the side of the roads?
Yeah, well, we're definitely empowering kids to have a voice in the car and to influence whoever's driving their car and to have a second set of eyes on the road ahead. And it's super effective. I mean, we get so much feedback about kids telling their parents. I know it's happened for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My son's a savage. He yells at everybody. In fact, I have to tell you at home, the most hilarious part of last week's presentation, I was just telling Cindy and Fran and Connie, who's over here. Hi, Connie. That my son loved being part of the presentation. The only part he did not like was that he was casted as the kid who, or the driver rather, who was texting and driving. And he's like, Mom, you know, I would never. I go, oh, trust me. I know you would never text and drive, because he yells at people, even if they're changing the song on their Spotify, or if they look down to see who's texting them, or, oh, my phone lit up. Doesn't matter. Oh, you hear in the backseat? Doesn't matter. Wait till you stop the car. I mean, so he is a savage. Yes.
So for folks that don't realize what the presentation was last week, Fairfield PD had a national night out, as did many other surrounding towns. But we've been discussing this, and we think it was one of the most popular, most successful events that we've ever been to.
Mm.
And, you know, the highlight of the whole time I was there was Mama Sheck.
As the ice cream truck.
In the pink ice cream truck.
We have to talk about,
truck.
Yes, Claudia Sheketoff was the ice cream truck. She had the time of her life.
She's a hoot.
Well, she is.
Hi,
I
Mama.
Mean,
how fantastic. 3 generations of the same family participating in road safety education.
Mm.
There's
really
the vision.
Cool. Yeah, it was. It was really cool.
And one thing we've learned through our presentations, which kind of surprised me, is the Slow Down, Move Over law says if you see a disabled person on the road that is being assisted by a emergency responder, lights on, flashing, the least you can do is slow down to a reasonable speed and, if possible, move over. But we've learned from a lot of teachers, a lot of adults, that they thought slow down, move over meant if you were on a city road and you saw flashing lights and sirens behind you, you were supposed to move over, which is true. But that is not the heart of the slow down, move over law.
Interesting.
So in our future presentations, we have to emphasize that a little bit more so the adults realize that. Now, Connecticut law also includes the fact that if there is a disabled car, just a car, you need to at least slow down and move over.
Well, I think that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we're living in a time where people don't even feel comfortable pulling off to the side on the highway because driver behavior is so bad. So to add that to the list for slow down, move over, I think logically makes a lot of sense.
Well, and let me tell you that Hawaii just expanded their move over law.
That's right.
And the attorney general at the state's traffic safety commanders meeting last week gave Flagman credit to raising awareness to the fact that the law needed to include any stranded motorists on the side of the road.
That's amazing. We have Cindy Iadice and Fran Mako back in studio, as well as Connie over there. I see you, Connie, with her video camera. And I am just loving Flagman because it has grown so much in just the last few years. It's amazing. And of course, I always like to look ahead and see what you guys are working on. Usually we do, I think, like every 6 months we check in. We check in around Christmas time and New Year's, and then we always check in like near the summerish time. So what is happening as far as funding? You brought up Honda a couple of times, and you guys are expanding now to three more states in the next year. Love to hear that. What else is kind of on tap? What are you guys working on? What are some goals for this next academic year? What can you tell us?
Yeah, so we received support to come back to Connecticut. We are currently working on doing about 10 days to 2 weeks leading up to Christmas again.
So if there's schools out there that want us to come, now is the time to contact us.
We're looking at expanding in Fairfield County and also adding schools in New Haven County.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I will put a link just for you listening at home on our website. If you want to contact them directly, I'll give that to you so you can find it. Because I do think that this is really, like I said, this is a presentation that, to your point, Fran, it's great to obviously educate the public. When we say slow down, move over, we're not talking about on town roads, slowing down and moving over when the ambulance comes by. Although people are not good at that, and they should do that. I will say, it's actually alarming how often I'm like, wait, are we just not pulling over anymore? Like, it blows my mind. So that's one thing.
But then people are not good at slowing down to 25 miles an hour.
Right, facts. That's true, too. But then the other side of it is, I do think the education part for young kids, this next generation, I think is huge. Because again, you're talking about really getting in a tech savvy world, getting kids to say, hey, I have a moral responsibility to help make sure that this car ride is safe and that anybody we pass is also safe and that we are not, you know, to blame for somebody either losing their life, getting hurt, what have you. So there's that, there's both those components. And so if you are listening at home, you want your school to get involved, I'm going to have a link on our website to do that. What else is happening as far as outside of Connecticut? Like you said, you're expanding to more states. I would imagine, are you guys looking to still get more federal funding, or what's kind of in the process right now?
Yeah, great question. We're always looking for funding. That's really the heart of a nonprofit, is where do we find the funding to do the work that we do? When we leave here, we will be going back to Hawaii, doing a full week on Maui and a full week on the Big Island. I think we're doing around 8 or 9,000 students in their state, in our state back there, in August and September. And then we're heading to Alabama with Honda to launch outside their plant there to Talladega. Going up to Chattanooga to launch, which is really important. It's at the where the Towing Hall of Fame is, the International Towing and Recovery Hall of Fame. Corey's on the Wall of the Fallen. My father's in the Hall of Fame Museum.
That's amazing.
Same property. We're going to be launching Flagman to the towing community for their the Tennessee Tow Show. So we're going to set up in the convention center, similar to what we did in Fairfield Center, right?
Okay.
We're going to have a booth. We're going to have a road. We're going to do some demos. We're going to invite the community to participate with us. And then we're going to go up to Marysville, Ohio, and attend Honda's annual. It's like they bring their international and national team members together for a week of traffic safety.
Oh, cool.
And we are the featured event in Marysville this year. So we're busy. And then we're back in Connecticut the first couple of weeks of December.
Honda's funding has allowed Flagman to do PSAs and a train-the-trainer program, because we can't be at all places at one time.
Sure.
So the train the trainer program will basically our modules, right?
Right. So we just finished our platform. So basically a first responder or a potential volunteer for Flagman can jump onto our platform and get Flagman certified and be certified for 2 years and have an idea ahead of the assembly what to expect when they get there and what their role will be in the assembly.
That is so,
it's
cool.
A huge, yeah, and I think we've had something like 70 participants, and we just launched it in February when we were in Torrance. And so they were sort of our test group.
Is that for adults only?
It's for, yes, that's for adults only.
Because you know Chase would be like, I want to be certified as an, but he doesn't want to be a texting and driving participant.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to do that ever again.
So that, and then Honda helped us finish our Connecticut PSA, which is so
fantastic.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Yep, our Fairfield First Responders.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So
very well done. So very,
she's
very well done.
A filmmaker by trade.
I know. I've watched your stuff.
So
I'm
we
kind
now
of a
have
fan.
Three. Thank you. We now have three PSAs.
That's
and
awesome.
The Hawaii Department of Transportation did media buys for Flagman. So we just played for 3 weeks. We had 6 million views. All three PSAs cycled throughout the state for 21 days.
That's amazing.
We have a PSA for Connecticut. And I have to say, I am kind of disappointed, other than you folks, with Connecticut Media, that we offered it to Connecticut Media for free, and there was very little interest.
Do you think it's a matter of not understanding it?
No, I think it's cost. I mean, I know PSAs take up time on radio and TV, so that is a spot that a media company could sell.
In Hawaii, it played during the NBA Finals. It played during the Olympics.
That's amazing.
It played during just like American Idol. Like, it played in some prime spots because of the media buys.
That's
amazing. See, they did media buys.
Right.
I'm asking for free airtime.
Right.
It could be an imposition to many companies. I understand that.
We're still offering it.
Yeah. It's still available.
It's still offering. No, but I think it's amazing. You know, like I said, if you've not seen the PSA, I'm also going to link that as well, because it's really powerful. I've seen it, and it's really, really well done. And the work that you guys are doing, I just think is, again, maybe we don't see it as much with the adults, which I'm not saying we don't keep working on that. I think this next generation, that's where you're seeing it. And I think that's where it's going to matter, because they've only known a world of tech. Like, my generation, we learned to drive and we didn't have cell phones. You know, cell phones came when I was more in the middle of high school. Facebook came when I was in college. So it was a little bit different. But it's so imperative that these lessons are being taught when these kids are in kindergarten, first, second grade. And you're empowering them, right? So, you know, you're empowering them to also be active members in the car, but then also carry those skills when they become drivers one day. And I think that is life-changing, and that is worth its weight in gold.
Well, I think what Flagman does, too, is it allows the kids to meet first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only are they seeing potential career paths, they're meeting their roadside heroes.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite parts of everything that we do is watching kids high-five first responders at school assemblies and that interaction between them, because we really want to sort of Flagman, like the core team, we just sort of need to dissolve into the background and let this be about the first responders creating relationships with the kids in their community.
Yeah. Well, you guys do just that and so much more. And again, if people want more information, I am going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com. Cindy and Fran, I want to thank you, Connie, your entire team, for what you guys do. And I can't wait to see what happens next with Flagman. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.